Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute. That's cute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. Sarah, can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
This little compact, it says Pat McGrath Labs on it. But let me just tell you, there is platinum in this. This is an incredible powder. I have been on a powder kick. I don't think I even talked to you about this. I've been on a powder kick. I've been using powder foundation.
Yes.
I have been like looking for a really good setting powder because I usually just grab one from my stash.
Uh-huh.
I don't like, right. I'm not like obsessed with certain setting powders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I got sent this from Pat McGrath Labs. It's the new Baby Pink Skin Fetish Sublime Perfection Blurring Under Eye Powder.
I am waiting for that sample. I requested it. Where is it?
I'm very thrilled because they initially sent me. So I opened up the package and it was like concealers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, okay. Because I'd never tried her concealers before. Uh-huh. Love the concealers. Love them. But then I'm like, oh, this is what they actually were sending me. They were sending me this powder because this is the new launch. So they sent me one of their little brushes. And truly, it's the baby pink. You know, Ben Nye makes like a baby pink powder. Obviously, Givenchy, like their powder went viral for having like all the different colors, blah, blah, blah. I swear this is not too pink because the Ben Nye one that I have like the little carton that you have to like kind of pepper out of it. And it just, it's a lot of product and it does look really pink. It can make you look really like rosy. This.
It's like a filter.
This is so good, Sarah. I mean, it's a pressed powder, but it really does get a lot of product. Like if you like really circle it, you can get it really powdery. And then I use it like a regular powder, not just like under my eyes to brighten because it's like a brightening powder.
Right.
I use it everywhere. And truly people have like been talking to me and being like, what are you doing to your skin? And I'm like, well, there's some good skincare underneath, but the powder
I love also the size because, you know, when you're like, you just need to bring it with you for a touch up. And some of these powders are just too big, too big. They spill out of there. You know, the compact. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Cloud Set as well from Kosas, but I actually prefer the mini sizes from the Beauty on the Go section at Sephora because I feel like I can barely even get through this one. So yeah, I love a baby size. It's like I go through my loose powders so much. Like I just threw away so many of them because I like hit like the end of it. But when it comes to the compacts, it's really hard for me. I'm looking at myself. I'm like, this is real good. So if y'all are in the market for a really good powder, Mother Pat is not going to stray you in the wrong direction.
Ooh, and I believe that's available during the Sephora sale as well.
Oh my God, so much for the Sephora sale. Let me just tell y'all, Dodo Ho, Dodo Ho.
Yeah, Dodo Ho.
If you're new here, Sarah, what does Dodo Ho mean? I saw that you posted about it recently, so it's fresh on your mind.
So first question you ask yourself, do I need this? Do I need another lip oil? The answer is no, you do not.
The world collectively does not.
No. We don't need any more lip oils.
Lip oils do nothing. They do nothing. They don't provide color. They don't hydrate. They do nothing.
If you were planning on launching a lip oil, don't.
Don't. Just go back to the drawing board.
Also, Dodo Ho, if you're launching a product, ask
yourself. Oh, yeah. If you're a brand, Dodo Ho it. Dodo Ho it. Do we need this?
No. Do we need this? Do we need this? Do I need this? Second, do I know what this does? Let's think back on that precious video of that little Sephora tween who was like, I need this Tower 28 spray. And her mom was like, what does it do? And she was like, I don't know.
Perfect example.
She doesn't need it.
Nope.
Last, how did you hear about it? Who told you about this? Who influenced you to buy this? Was it just some random influencer who doesn't really know what they're talking about? Or
someone came up on your FYP that you've never seen in your life and is telling you that this is a life-changing product and it's probably linked to an affiliate commission or TikTok shop, or they're doing an undisclosed ad?
Or is it a derm and they're educating you on the benefits of this ingredient and this product and how it can help you with your specific goal?
Or is it Rose and Ben? Who Rose is an incredible influencer, incredible makeup artist who does really, really great educational videos on how to use products and how to apply it properly and who it's good for. I'm not anti-influencer by any means, but some of these people that are like wannabe influencers that like truly have no business making videos about products, I'm like, yeah, you sold it and you got 1.5 million view video, but that's it. Nobody else cares about what you have to say. So make sure you know who you're getting your advice from. Yeah. Maybe you listen to Los Angeles on a weekly basis and you're like, you know what? I trust Kirby and Sarah. They're not going to lead me astray. You know what? And if we ever do lead you astray, we will apologize for that. It's not intentional. Maybe it's just not a right product for you then.
Exactly. So yes, I know everyone has been building their carts. So before you press checkout, just review, look it over. Do you need every single item in there? I'm not telling you to not shop because this is also the time to stock up on your faves.
I agree. If you know you love something, like I definitely go buy more fresh soy face cleanser.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Like without fail.
No, that's how
I walk over to Sephora and get it.
I was like, people ask, you know, like, what are we buying? And I'm like, trying to think of the products that I actually need like to restock. That's like first and foremost, right? And then it's the new products that I'd like to try that I've been hearing about from professionals and people that I trust and love. So anyways, have fun. Also, in case you missed it, we have a fun little Slack that everyone has been joining. First and foremost, for Los Angeles Confidential, if you would like to participate in all the sampling programs that we're doing going forward, you need to be a part of our Slack channel.
And so, we really appreciate the people that did sign up. There was somebody in the Facebook group that commented that they hate having to download another app. And honestly, same. I am the least – when it comes to early adoption, your girl is not it when it comes to tech. Like it really is a pain point for me. However – this was the better of the options because I was really thinking, if I don't want to download a new app, then we got to make it an app that maybe a majority of the people already have or at least are familiar with on a name basis. And that was why we went with Slack.
Yeah. And unfortunately, yes, like it is another app to download. But I do think a lot of people, well, a lot of corporate people like already are on Slack. And so all you have to do is add the workspace. But I will just tell you, even if you haven't used Slack before, this is a fun experience. Get in there. It's like
people are having fun. I'm having fun. It's a good time. It's a good time.
And we've got
not me loving Slack.
No,
like,
I know.
Anti-corporate girly over here loving Slack.
We're destigmatizing the little sound notification that used to give me PTSD. This is fun now. I want to hear what you all are talking about. We've got different fun channels in addition to the Los Angeles Confidential. We got Ask Kirby and Sarah Anything. We've got a makeup, a skincare, a hair channel. People are on there talking about their Sephora sale recommendations. People are on there asking for advice about, you know, their certain hair types and stuff. It's just a really fun little community.
If you are following us on social, you can find it in our Facebook group. That link won't be active forever. Otherwise, download Slack, look up the Los Angeles workspace and ask for permission. We really just want to like protect the glams that we have in there.
We're going to start putting like trivia in our.
Well, that's how you have to enter the Facebook group. Yes. It's like, what's on your blank? And they're like, oh, I don't listen to the podcast. I'm like, fine, you're in. It's whatever. Like, we just want you to join the community.
We're going to make it really specific. Like, who won the Elite Four in last week's episode? Blah, blah, blah. But no, maybe we're growing our community. You don't always have to listen to our podcast, obviously. You're missing out.
It helps. It helps.
But join the Slack.
Hello.
Join the Slack.
Okay. So now into this episode. So next week, we're going to have two guest episodes and we love our guests. And I think that these two guests are actually great. And I mean, they're all great. I'm not going to like act like
our former
one. Oh, we've had some really crappy guests. No, we love our guests. But next week's guests, I think, are topical for very different reasons, and I'm excited for you guys to hear those episodes. However, we wanted to give y'all a little bit of Kirby and Sarah TLC, a little, you know, infinity. I don't even know how to explain this, but one-on-one time, if you will,
yes.
in a larger capacity. We love doing these solo episodes, and so I was like, what could we do for the Friday episode that would be fun? And there's like a little NCAA championship happening, Sarah. And by the way, did you know that?
I know. I love
expert?
It. Because I love this for you.
I wrote a whole story about sports and beauty. So put me on ESPN. Yes. Very important stuff over here. We decided we're going to do our final four of beauty. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, it would be literally impossible to pick just four brands out of all of the brands that exist. So there's some criteria. We're going to have three different brackets: hair, skin, and makeup. And then the criteria is, who do we think has been killing it so far this year? We've gotten into April. We're into Q2. So for Q1, the first 3 months of the year, who do we think has been killing it? So for each bracket, Sarah and I are going to pick two brands to comprise the final four of that particular bracket. And then we're going to, once we decide who moves forward from each of ours, because we're going to pick each other's. So when Sarah gives her picks, I will pick the one that moves forward, vice versa. And then we'll both debate the champion of that bracket. Okay, so Sarah, what should we start with? You pick the category.
Let's start with the makeup.
Okay. That's what I was going to suggest, because I think makeup's going to be easy and that there's so many options. I'm just hoping that you're not going to overlap with my picks.
We might, but I've got backups too.
Same. So in order to pick who goes first, we're going to rock, paper, scissors this bitch. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. She's like trying to clap.
Okay.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, wait. I thought we were – oh, sorry. I usually do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Sorry. We needed to – okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay. Okay. So Sarah's going first. She got rock.
Okay.
I did scissors.
Okay. So let's keep the, I'm going to put a timer on myself. Okay. My first pick is Rare Beauty. Were you going to pick this too? Maybe not.
I was not.
Oh, okay. So I think that they have been, they had a killer 2023. And they are not slowing down, friends. We know, as we spoke about on the last episode, they are potentially valued at $2 billion, which is insane. And every launch that they have has been, has gone viral, including their most recent, which is the Soft Pinch Blush, which is the highlighter blush that Kirby was wearing that I still, I have a box of, or I have a stack of boxes that I need to open. So anyways, I think that they are going to continue to have an incredible 2024, and the girlies, the fans, the beauty lovers are eating Rare up. So done.
Great. For me, I'm going Pat McGrath. Pat McGrath was undeniably the biggest makeup artist on in the universe the first 3 months of this year. From her incredible glass skin makeup look with Margiela, she did an awesome look for Schiaparelli as well. She does a lot with Schiaparelli, like she did Doja Cat at Schiaparelli last year. She worked on Miley. One of her artists did Miley Cyrus for the Grammys. Her makeup looked incredible. She looked like Venus. She looked like Tina Turner. Like, she had this like incredible glow. She really, really knocked it out of the park. There's just a lot of fanfare around her, and I think that her influence is undeniable as a makeup artist in the industry and as a brand itself. I mean, she's a dame for crying out loud. I just think you could not, when it comes to makeup, she was indisputably the most prominent in the first 3 months of the year.
I love that. She actually wasn't on my list, even though obviously I love her. Who am I going to pick next? Okay, I'm going to pick Kosas.
Wow. Okay, interesting. I know. This is interesting. Okay.
I feel like I'm basing my picks too on like the fact that these brands like might potentially sell, which I do think is, you know, a sign that they have had a very successful year. We're also friends with Sheena, so we like hear things, but I just think that this year is going to keep continuing to be a really, really huge year for them. They just had their first official brand trip with like some major, you know, beauty influencers and creators. The BB Burst product is so, so good. And I feel like that's what everyone is talking about. When you ask anyone what they're going to shop for this for sale, a lot of people are talking about that product. Obviously, Dream Beam Sunlit, their new sunscreen product, is incredibly successful and has been all over social and TikTok. Shut up, timer. With the youth, with the younger people, I feel like some of them are like just discovering Kosas, and I think that it's just onwards and upwards from here.
Okay, that's a good one. I do love Kosas. I'm a Kosas girly. Okay.
Also, based on like the number of billboards I've been seeing, I feel like billboard's a good sign.
It is. A billboard means there's some money
because it's expensive. Yeah.
What's so funny is that both of those were not on my makeup list.
Crazy. I'm glad that we're we're coming from different places.
Okay. This is actually hard. Like, I'm trying to pick which of the other three I have on my list that I want to actually go with. I think I have to go with Charlotte Tilbury. Ooh. She is the queen to me. I love all of her products. She is putting out even more of her Pillow Talk line of products. The Plumpgasm lip gloss I have been testing since I met with her niece Sophia several months ago. It is truly incredible. It is a great lip plumping product. She's had people like Meredith Duxbury and these huge, huge names utilizing her products. She was very involved in the award season makeup looks for so many different nominees and people. And overall, I just think that this is a brand that I constantly see and hear people talking about, or I get DMs people asking me, okay, should I really buy this from Charlotte, you know, Charlotte Tilbury? Should I get a dupe? Like, what do you think? What shade of Pillow Talk should I get in the lip cheat? And also she did something kind of revolutionary in that Charlotte Tilbury partnered with F1 Academy, which is the project that F1 has put together to encourage female racing drivers. It's an initiative that they're hoping, because they've never really had they haven't had a female driver compete in a race since like the 80s. So they're really trying to push things that way because more women are actually watching and engaging with F1. And she is the first makeup brand to ever do something like this with F1 in general. And she has her own little racing car. So I like that Charlotte's constantly thinking of ways to innovate and still be on top. You know, she's done the Hollywood thing. People know her for makeup. She has a huge launch coming up in April that Sarah and I can't wait to talk to everybody about. And I just think she is the queen.
I love that. That's a good one.
Okay. So Sarah, who is moving forward in this bracket from Pat McGrath and Charlotte Tilbury, which are my picks?
I'm going to pick Charlotte.
Wow. Okay. And why?
I just think that the next launch is so huge.
Okay. You're right. I agree. I think it's pretty major.
I could have easily picked Pat for many other reasons too. I don't know. It's so hard.
I think though, in terms of product and people that are actually buying, I think Charlotte really is knocking it out of the park. Like, people really do use her products, and if our awards are any indicator, she consistently is like the favorite. Rare Beauty beat her out narrowly last year. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm picking Rare Beauty from Sarah's.
Okay.
Because people really are absolutely bananas for this brand. And everything that you said regarding like their valuation, their potential to IPO at such a young age in terms of a brand. Mm-hmm. And people really do. The products also live up to the hype. It would be one thing if they didn't, but that new highlighter powder blush is legit. I use it and I don't even like highlighters. So I'm really into it. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You know what? Okay. So I was going to say that you and I were going to duke out who was going to be the champion, but no, we're going to get the community involved.
Yes.
We're going to post this on social and y'all are going to have to pick between these two. This is going to be hard, and I'm really sorry to both brands.
Good luck to everyone.
But y'all are going to have to pick who is, and please call the hotline. Y'all, I wish I could remember the hotline number. I don't. We're going to get a vanity number sooner or later. It's 424 something.
Call us or text us at 424-341-0426.
Let's do skincare next.
Okay, skincare. You go first.
Okay, this is going to be hard. I'm going with Rode. Okay.
God, do they never mind.
What?
I was gonna say, do they pay you or something and talk about them?
Okay. Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
So I initially did not have Rode on my list. However, I was reminded by a Glamgelino that they launched the Rodeussy. They launched the Rodeussy phone case, the phone case that holds your lip gloss, and not just a Rode lip gloss. It can hold a variety of others, but it does look like a vagina. Let's be real. That looks like a labia. Wow. And Sarah's really, she's really looking for
NSFW.
Yeah. But I mean, that broke the internet. And honestly, I feel like the way that Rode approached that phone case is very similar to how Glossier first got started, and the innovation behind, like, how they were thinking
behind
about the
literally
brand.
Literally just behind the bubble wrap makeup bag.
People wanted that pink bubble wrap bag. Like, they wanted it. And it was a literal – it was bubble wrap.
It was trash.
It was like last year.
Like I said, it would barely hold anything.
I would save it and use it as a makeup bag for my purse, and it would be destroyed after a week. But I was like, no, I have the Glossier bag. Like, I have it.
Yeah.
I think that the way that Rhode thinks about their brand is very similar to Glossier. They're looking for ways to be innovative and differentiate versus like following the same path that every other beauty brand is doing. And like people were losing their ever loving minds over this case. When we had our cases before you could get them, like you had to, when you purchased them, you had to wait several weeks to get them. But we got sent them as editors. And I mean, people would literally be like, how did you get that so fast? Yeah. They wanted it. So for me, Rhode really did the damn thing. And it wasn't even with the skincare product per se. It was with that case, which I think is a really interesting point of differentiation.
I love that. I agree. I was trying not to pick them because it was the obvious choice. You know what I mean? I was like, clear winner here. So I co-sign. Okay. I'm going to pick Tower 28. Not just because we love Amy Lou, the founder.
You consider them a skincare brand.
I consider them a skincare brand. What do you consider them?
Makeup.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. There were some brands, like I was going to say, like, is Sol de Janeiro a skincare brand? Like, where does that fall? You know? But I am going to pick Tower 28 because I really feel like everywhere I look, someone is talking about a Tower 28 product. Whether it's the lip softy, whether it's the spray, whether it is just Amy Lou being a fucking boss and she's just like winning all the awards. No, but truly, I'm like, how do you do it? She's like on all the panels. And what I think I love about the brand and its success right now is the fact that of all of the brands that the Sephora tweens are be like obsessed with, like I do think it is one that is safe for them to use. You know, like Amy is not trying to do too much. Tower 28 is like obviously for everyone, especially if you have sensitive skin and you're looking for something like Lexi White, our, you know, unofficial Gen Z Los Angeles member, or correspondent, I should say, she messaged me and was like, how come I didn't know how good the hypochlorous acid spray is? It like cleared my skin up. It's like people are still discovering it. And they had a pop-up at the platform in Culver City recently. And the line was insane just to get, I don't know if it was even free product, but it was like a refillable station. Like, I just think that they're so smart in the ways that they are building their community, connecting with them, but also collaborating with other brands. And Amy is also super generous, and they've donated like a bunch of money to other like brands. So yeah, I think that they are having such an incredible year, and I can't wait to see what's next. I actually don't even know what's next, but I do think that their skincare, I don't know, it's hard, but yeah, I would to me, I'm thinking them as skincare.
I think it's because for me, when I'm using a Tower 28 product, it's usually a makeup product.
Mm.
Like mm-hmm. I have the hypochlorous acid still, and I use it when I'm having a bad breakout, but I'm not using their skincare as much as I'm using their makeup. Yeah.
I would love to know. I want to know from the glams, like when you think of Tower 28, what do you think of and what product do you use most from them?
Fascinating.
Because even their lip softies, although it is like technically makeup,
it's like a lip treatment.
It's a lip treatment.
Yeah. No, I agree. I love the lip softies. I did not have Tower 28 on my list, surprisingly. I was going through my bathroom and I was like, I don't know about that. What I do think is interesting. You didn't have Rhode on your list.
It's like always on my list, but I did not have them on my list because I wanted to give flowers to other brands.
No, I hear you. I also did not initially have Rhode on the list until.
But I'm glad that you picked it because one of us had to pick it.
Right. Okay. Listen, I feel like I love doing my hair, but it is very time consuming. Like you have to set aside a time. It affects my entire schedule. If I have work to do and then I want to go to the gym and then I need to take a shower. I don't know how the working mother does it, a la Sarah, but even for me as a singular woman with a dog, it's hard to find the time. But
you have to like work backwards. You're like, I have this event on Tuesday, which means I need to wash my hair on Monday night, which means then I have to do my workout that morning. It's just like, it's too much.
It is too much. But we are grateful for products that make it a little bit easier.
Yes. Okay. On the frizz front, which we know that I have been struggling because of these baby hairs that are sprouting out, I'm so grateful for Way's anti-frizz creme. It is a beautiful product. I have been using it and it's been saving me time because it does it all. It provides that immediate frizz control and it lasts for 72 hours, which is incredible. It helps reduce and repair my split ends. And according to Consumer Perception Study, which I am included in that, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. There's tons of other Way products that we are devoted to.
Put a dollar in the jar every time I talk about the detox shampoo. That is the best shampoo of all time.
You should put your face on it, like a sticker on it, because I do think of you when I use it.
I love it. It's thick. You don't need a lot of it. You lather it up nicely in your palm. You put it on your head. It makes your hair clean, your scalp clean, but it's not too clean feeling, which, you know, I don't want it to feel like squeaky clean. That's not the vibe I'm trying to get off.
Exactly. So pick up that shampoo, pick up the anti-frizz creme, and get 15% off. So go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and enter promo code GLOSS for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code GLOSS.
I'm curious if you're going to have – I don't think – I would love to go through the extras that we had later.
I know.
To
yeah.
See.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think you're going to have this one on your list.
I probably won't.
I'm going with Drunk Elephant.
No, it's on my list.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Drunk Elephant's on my list because last year, again, huge year for them. And I think like when you have a brand that started 10 years ago and now it's having a resurgence with a new demographic that is obsessed, that is giving your brand a longevity that is truly hard to replicate. I was talking to Sarah at the Sol de Janeiro event yesterday, which was truly Vegas in LA. It was the most bonkers event, but I was like having a blast. I didn't want to leave, even though I was sweating profusely. I was like, this is so fun. Drunk Elephant, one product we will continue to see be replicated are those bronzing drops. And that was a product that when it initially launched, Sarah, I don't know if you feel the same, but when it initially launched, I literally was like, what the hell is this? I do not know how to apply these things. Like I got them in like 2015, 2016. And I truly was just like, I'm never using these. What are these? These are weird. And then Alex Earle puts those drops on the map, educates people on how to use them. And now what's happening? Every single brand is launching their version of these drops. If they haven't launched yet, get ready because they're going to be launching soon. Like I know at least three brands coming out with bronzing drops soon.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is bananas. So to me, if you're leading the charge in something like that, I think that you have to tip your hat. And also even in January, February, mainstream publications were covering this tween skincare craze, and Drunk Elephant was at the top of that list as in terms of the brand that they coveted the most. So that's why I'm picking it as an elite or as a final four.
That's a final four. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm excited to see.
Oh, I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time.
Okay. I'm excited and I'm scared.
Okay. I'm just going to do it.
Oh, wait. I'm wondering who – okay, because I did not put somebody on this list that I'm like, I think Sarah's going to pick this brand.
Okay. Is it Glow Recipe?
No. Oh, my God. Glow was not on my list. I thought – okay. We'll convene after.
Okay. Glow Recipe, very similarly to your Drunk Elephant argument. Like, they have been around for, like, almost 10 years now. Obviously, they started – as you know, a curation of Korean beauty brands, then they went into making their own products, and now you know exclusively like ruling the world with their what is the? It's like such a mouthful. What is their latest launch?
The dewdrops, the bronzing dewdrops.
With the Watermelon Glow Niacinamide Hue Drops, which I just, everyone is talking about it and it's nuts. I have not tried it myself. They're expanding into other markets. They just launched in Mexico City. I think, you know, some other countries in Europe. People will not stop talking about Glow Recipe. I constantly get asked about the products, especially I do feel like so old because I keep saying it, but like by the younger people.
The younger cohort.
The younger cohort of beauty lovers. And I do think if we are thinking about like, you know, IPO sales, all those things, like I do think that they are close as well. I think that they constantly, when the conversation of like brands at Sephora, who, you know, who people are up against. And I think Glow Recipe always comes up in the conversation as, you know, a skincare brand to beat. I do think they're like sort of, well, we know that they are sort of getting into like makeup category as well, as evidenced by the new Hue Drop. So I think that we'll see more of that this year. But I don't think they are going away.
I don't think they're going away either. And even to further on your point, not just young people, but my mom, when she was in town, I got sent the Hue Drops and the original Dew Drops. And she was like, I'm taking these. And I was like, oh okay. Well, I'll be having to reach back out to try the Hue Drops.
Okay.
My mom is a diehard Glow Recipe girl. When, I mean, they were sold out, I guess, of Dew Drops for a long time. And my mom was like, is there any way you can like figure out how to get me some? I mean, she loves them. She loves the product and she loves the mist. She is like a Glow Recipe girl.
She's like Miranda Priestly. Make it happen, Kirby.
Yeah, no, literally. She's like, I don't care what you have to do. I don't want to know. Just get it for me.
Have it on my desk before the end of the day.
And so I think like, again, kind of similar to Drunk Elephant, if you can have a reach of not only this younger generation, but even someone my mother's age in her 60s that still yes. equally loves the products. I mean, like that is a very healthy brand to have, in my humble opinion.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. And they did that sort of blind casting for the Do You, where they cast a bunch of their customers and they didn't know like how old they were. They didn't know like their gender or anything. And it truly was, like you said, just like a range of people, women in, you know, like in their, I don't know, 40s, 50s, and then, you know, really young people. So you're so right. They have such a reach. And yeah, congrats on the success, Glow Recipe.
Okay,
so now we have to pick.
I'm picking Glow Recipe to move forward. Glow Recipe is okay. The winner for me. I think that's clear from your side of things.
Yes. Okay, and then you picked Drunk Elephant and Road. I'm going to pick Road.
Wow. All right. Duke it out, people. Duke it out.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, this category was really hard for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that hair does get a lot of love on social, really. Mm-hmm. And I just, I mean, I feel like we're going to have some overlap here. So I'm scared because I
don't think we will. I don't think we will. We haven't really.
Oh, I know. But like with hair, it's like, it's not the most, I just don't see a lot of people talking a lot about stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a different, it's like a little bit harder.
Okay, I'm going K18.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise. That's on my list, surprise. Too. That's on my list.
Do we, like, need we, like,
need we say more?
I don't
like,
know.
Listen back to the last two episodes.
Yeah, like, go to last week. Influencing this decision, additionally, is they sold their company at the end of last year. They have signed a deal to be acquired by Unilever. Again, not a small brand. Wow. A young brand, getting acquired that early is I think a sign that, you know, Unilever was like, okay, we want to take this tech and infuse it into our other brands as well. Like, let's get on this. And then just from a personal point of view, I have never seen people more excited to talk about a product than when we seeded the K18 Airwash.
Totally.
People were chomping at the bit. And we had so many people posting on social, making videos, doing their own reviews. Like, they really were excited and found the innovation in that product. So for me, my first pick is K18.
I love that. I obviously agree. I don't think you picked this brand. I'm picking Pattern Beauty.
I did not, but I like it. Tell me more.
Okay. I think that Tracee Ellis Ross is such a smart – I mean, what's not to love about this woman? She's super talented. She's hilarious. She's beautiful. But she is also, as she stated at that 15% pledge gala that I attended, she was awarded I think it was Trailblazer of the Year. She is the CEO of a multi-million dollar global beauty brand. I don't know if people realize like how big of a reach Pattern Beauty has. You know, they're available, like globally. They make such incredible products. And even from the get-go, I remember, and I was so jealous when Tracee launched Pattern Beauty and she did that like event with all the editors in New York, and she like got in the shower and showed how the product worked in front of all of the editors. And I was like, I'm so jealous that we're in LA and we can't be there. But like from the get-go, she has been so involved in you know, the building of the brand, the formulation. In the speech that she gave at the gala, she mentioned that she wanted to launch this hair care brand 10 years ago, but her team, they were just like, no, I don't think so. Like, I think you should do this or that or whatever. And so she was like kind of early to it, but obviously like, you know, followed her gut. And now she is just having such an incredible year. They just launched a new curling iron. They're entering the hot tools category. They expanded into professional salons. So I think that they are one to watch for sure.
Having Tracee Ellis Ross be the CEO of that company. A lot of these celebrity brands, the faces are not the CEOs. Mm-hmm. They're also like barely involved.
Totally.
A lot of them. So the fact that it kind of reminds me of Haley. Like Haley has a seat on the board of Rode. Like she's very involved in decisions. If you're CEO of your brand, you are making the decisions. You know what I mean? So I have so much respect for Tracee. I totally agree. I'm really sad I did not have that one on my list.
That's why we're doing the melding of the minds.
That is a great, great pick. Ah, damn. Okay. This one's hard, but you know what? I'm just going to go for it. Okay. I'm picking Divi.
Oh, Danny Austin fan over here.
Okay. So
who's not a Danny Austin fan?
Listen, Danny Austin has influence. You know that scene in My Best Friend's Wedding when Julia Roberts is at the baseball game with all the boys?
Yeah.
And she's like, I've got moves you've never seen. Danny Austin has influence you've never seen, because that woman, I swear to God, I talk to brands and I say, like, when I'm helping them strategize about certain things, like, who are you working with? And they're like,
yeah,
I think we should be working with Danny Austin. She literally just organically posted about our product. And we were like, okay, great. We'll just give you a code. And then our Shopify is just like, bing, 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 bing. It's just like nonstop sales. So she, Danny Austin, is an influencer. And she has a hair care brand called Divi. Sarah, what did they make in their first year?
Oh, my.
It was some absurd number. Something millions.
Absurd million. So some backstory too. She had just had a baby. She was recovering from postpartum hair loss, like so many of us do. And she was trying to find a product that would help grow her hair back. So she decided to make her own. And her and her husband from their home in Texas made this one singular hair oil. And it sold like, I don't even know how much. It was crazy.
It was a crazy number in the millions, like an absurd, unheard of number.
Like they could not keep up with the demand.
Yeah. And last year, they tripled their footprint at Ulta, which is where the brand is now sold. And I have talked to a variety of people in the industry that are like, no, Divi is Ulta's darling. Pattern Beauty is also up there. Like, I think one of the things that Ulta should consider is, like, making it like a Divi salon at Ulta.
Or also, Kirby, like focusing on the hair, because I have heard from so many people that like they buy their hair care at Ulta.
Oh, yeah.
Not at Sephora.
No.
They are buying it at Ulta.
And Ulta, I mean, Sephora knows this. Their hair care footprint is not great. Like, it's kind of like, it's not set up well. You go in there for makeup. Yeah. You sometimes go to the back for fragrance. Hair is just kind of like this, like, last
resort. It's a little bit of a stepchild situation.
Right, right. Ulta, you have, like, these professional brands. You have, like, you have these mass brands. You have a lot of options to choose from.
And to your point, the salon in the middle of the store.
Right. They, like, focus on the salon. Like, the salon should be, like, the hot spot. Like, I think Ulta could really have this incredible point of differentiation. A, they have a salon to even work with. Yeah. But B, like, make it the place that people want to go and get their hair cut, styled, like a dry bar situation. Like, it needs to – because right now I feel like it's an afterthought. It's like, oh, well, I need, like, a cheap haircut. I'll go to Ulta.
Yeah, and an opportunity to try these new products, like, before they launch.
Right. Oh, my God. Right. Right.
You know what I mean? To that's how you sample it out to your community.
Totally. I think there's a lot of fanfare around Divi, and her fan base in general is just absolutely bonkers. But even from a brand perspective, I've just been hearing from so many other people within the industry, like, this is the darling of Ulta. And so that's why I'm picking her.
I've been using their new leave-in conditioner spray.
Ooh, yeah.
It's so good. It's so Love. Good. Yeah. She's great. I co-sign. Okay. I was surprised you didn't pick this brand, but
oh my God, I'm scared.
Gives me time to talk about it. Okay, I'm picking Maine.
Jen Atkin. Oh, damn it. See, I always put them in like a hair – they're like tool, hair tools.
But we're talking about hair
No, in general. You're right. You're so right. And I'm mad.
Okay.
That I didn't think about that. Okay, this
so
is a good one.
Jane. So Jen Atkin launched Maine, which I think when she first launched it, I was just like, why wouldn't she just make it why wouldn't she launch hair tools underway, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand. But I'm not the billionaire hair CEO
mastermind.
So what do I know? And clearly I know nothing, because Maine is having such an incredible year. I think you have heard Kirby and I talk about it. Kirby influenced me into giving the hot round brush a go. I was like, this isn't anything new. Like, I just don't think that I really need it. But no, it's a really fucking great product. And it is different from other ones because it's so light.
Like, so light, y'all.
You could accidentally throw it up in the air when you're
like, I'm like, oh my God. It's yeah. so
When you're trying to
light.
Like give tension and get tension in here, you're like, oh my God, it's so light. It heats up so fast. Usually with like a curling iron or something, I like have to walk away. You know, I do a little something and then I come back. No. Instantly heats up. I have been bringing it with me if I need to like touch up my hair before like, you know, anything or whatever. Like, I just throw it in my purse. It's so good. But in addition to that, we have also talked about the detangling brush. It's $25 and it's going to change the way your scalp feels, your hair feels.
They made a travel size of it.
Oh my God.
I know.
Need that.
I'm like about to go stock up at Sephora.
Oh my God. They've got their curling wand. They've got their flat iron.
Can you mention the Power Bottom, which is a hilarious name? But the Power Bottom, it's the actual –
Interchangeable.
It's the base. Yes. It's the base. So it's like instead of buying like 8 different tools, you buy the Power Bottom and then you can buy wand.
The attachments.
A curling iron. The waver.
Yes, exactly. Oh, and just it's such a cute brand. Like it's very
it's cute
aesthetically
and fun.
Pleasing, fun, and it just works.
It just works.
So I think it is really difficult to enter the hair category and make like a splash, especially I think with tools, because you're like, what really is your point of differentiation? Why am I buying your more expensive tool than what I could get at Target? And I think Jen was like, let me show you.
It's not Dyson level expensive, but it's also not super cheap. It's in that midpoint. Like the It's Giving Body heated round brush is $98. I think it's well worth the investment. It comes in 2 different sizes depending on your hair type and hair length.
Yeah.
This was such a good pick. Ugh, your hair picks were good.
Thank you. I had a notes app open and I was adding away this morning. So, but yours were great too.
All right, Sarah, pick from my final two.
Okay. I'm going to pick Divi. Just because we obviously love a gay team.
Shook it.
We're going with the underdog. We're going with the underdog. Okay. It's an upset.
Okay. Holy shit. I'm loving this. This is great. This is why we love March Madness.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep. Okay. And I'm going with Pattern. I think I would be insane to not pick Pattern. So let's go through the finals and who you guys are going to have to choose between, because we're going to put this on Instagram and we're going to do a poll and y'all are going to have to pick between these different categories and these different brands.
I wouldn't want to be ya.
Nope. Have fun. Okay. Makeup. We have Rare Beauty versus Charlotte Tilbury. Skincare. We have Rode versus Glow Recipe. RIP our comments. And hair. We have Divi versus Pattern Beauty. Sarah, I want to know the other selects that you had for makeup, skin, and hair.
Okay. I had e.l.f.
Same.
I had Danessa Myricks for makeup. Who'd you have for makeup?
I had e.l.f. and Tarte.
Okay. For skin, I had Summer Fridays, but that was another one where
I thought you were going to pick.
It was going to be like makeup adjacent. You know, it's like hard to know. I also had Drunk Elephant. And I also had Laneige.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I think that they're really like coming up again. Like they've existed forever, but with the Sydney Sweeney of it all, it's putting them back on the map.
That was a great investment on their part.
Truly.
I had CeraVe and then I had In Beauty Project.
Okay. I also was considering adding CeraVe. And of course, In Beauty's doing great. You guys are doing great. Okay, hair. Who did you have?
I had Crown Affair and Color Wow.
I have been hearing so much about Crown Affair and then obviously Color Wow, that incredible event they just had in New York. Yep. Okay, I had Rose.
I had Rose, but I replaced it with Crown Affair.
Okay.
Because although I am literally
diehard,
I just don't think people are talking about it as much yet.
Interesting. Maybe it's more of like insider baseball, like more industry. Okay.
Yep.
And then I had K18.
Okay. Okay. Great picks. Great picks all around. We love this. We love to see it. Just because we didn't have these brands, your favorite brand and our picks, doesn't mean we don't love those brands and doesn't mean that they're not influential. We were just going based off of the last 3 months and what people are talking about, how well the brand is, how healthy the brand is. So we will put these not only on our Instagram, but also in the Slack. So y'all can duke it out. We want to hear y'all's informed opinions, your theses rather, if you want to go all into like a dissertation about it. But we're excited. This is fun. I like doing stuff like this.
Yeah, no, this is great. Thanks for participating. Good luck, everyone. All right, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's SARATAN, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, KIRBIE, on all social platforms.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.